All right, question of the day, Tom, 713-572-4610. What is something that you've been peer pressured into? Because apparently Lopez, with his incessant complaining, has finally gotten a win today by peer pressuring Sean Pendergast into moving out of his spot.
Yeah. I wish I could take credit for it. It was Seth that peer pressured him. So behind the curtain here in the studio, there's two seats in front of us, two seats in which we, you know, we sit. And a lot of times out of the, you know, just being, you know, a nice enough fella, every day, in fact, I move to the other side of the table so the guys in the afternoon can sit here and get rolling with their show right away.
And be able to see the producer have a very comfortable seating position.
And the reason we do this, too, because we don't have a break at the top of the hour.
Right.
We used to have a break at the top of the hour to give us a little, a good 5 minutes, six minutes to get in our spots and all that stuff.
So, and Sean Pendergast never does that, except for today, because Seth, hell of a nice fella, was considerate enough for Reggie that he moved to the other side of the table, and Sean was like, "Well, now I guess I gotta." So he was so he was peer pressured.
Should have stood his ground.
That would have been pretty funny.
Would have been great.
So peer pressure.
Yeah,
yeah, and it can be a hell of a thing. But judging from some of the texts come in, it can be quite stupid sometimes.
It absolutely can. That's the fun in doing this. You know what's funny? Because the first couple that I thought of, actually the first three that I thought of, are all actually good.
Well, that outcome. Can, okay. All right.
Like, obviously, there's the ones like when I was young, I was peer pressured into like just jumping off a balcony for fun. Right? I was peer pressured into like taking my car and putting my arm out the window and holding a shopping cart as my friend sat in it and we rode around the parking lot. Yeah, these are the things. These are the peer pressure things that pop up. However, the thing that came to mind first and foremost is when I started here at Sports Radio 610. Mm-hmm. I was kind of actually peer pressured, or not really peer pressured, but pressured into doing tailgate of the game for the Texans. Like, I mean, for Texans home games. Like, I was not familiar with the concept. And was like, hey, but kind of volunteering you that you should do this. And I'm like, all right, I guess. And it has been, like, my favorite part about going to Texans games. Like, being able to get out there and tailgate, because I ain't never had the opportunity to do that before.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, man, this is incredible. So, like, in a way, that was a level of peer pressure getting me into that space.
That's a good one. By the way, an early leader in the clubhouse, and this is a good one, even though it's quite life-changing. So, 512 said marriage. You know, when you're in your late 20s into your early 30s and everybody's getting married and you're dating some girl or dating some guy.
Here.
Yeah. And all of a sudden, everybody's like, well, when are y'all going to call, you know, when are you going to, you know, make an honest woman out of her? Or when are you going to get married? That's a very real thing.
Yeah, I was very peer pressured through my time.
Really?
Yeah, 100% because, so I didn't propose to my wife until 2016, and we were together since 2009.
Oh, wow.
And it wasn't like, oh, I don't know, I'm not sure if I want to marry. It wasn't anything like that, but she was in school. I was working, trying to get a better job and all. We were staying at home with our parents and all that stuff. It didn't make sense to try to get married during that time.
Yeah.
So, but all of her friends were just popping up, getting engaged and all that stuff. She'd be like, oh, look, Susie got engaged. And then she had a couple family men. I think, I want to say her godmother was like, oh, what are you going to point at the ring finger? And I'm just like, damn, we good. So I stayed strong.
You were good.
Yeah, she wasn't good.
No, eventually my wife understood, and I think she have no regrets on how everything.
But you did say my wife. You did say my wife.
Yeah, it was going to happen. It just, you know, had to wait for the right time.
Somebody from the 832 as man, we just say F as she already moved in. That's hilarious. Can I give you one more sports one that actually happened last? I can't remember exactly when it happened. Now I think about it, but maybe a few months ago, when Team Mill was trying to get some boys together to go to the Astros game.
Oh, I have one that just came in on my bat phone.
I got peer pressured into sitting in the lower bowl. Because, like, look, I treat my budgeting the same way that Lopez apparently treated his dealings with a particular recreational substance, let's say.
Yeah.
Which is, if I break the seal, this might be a thing. And so I'm like, if I get used to sitting down where them seats cost a little bit more,
yeah,
that might be one of those can't go back moments. And now every time I want to go to a game, I got to shell out money. And I should be more responsible. Than
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
But T-Mill was like, yo, so we sitting here. And I'm like, I can't just be like, no, we not. Let's move up. Like, I can't do that. Yeah, like, yeah. He invited us out. Let's go. So I was like, all right, I guess I just have to pay whatever this
seat
costs.
You got another one, Figgy?
Yeah, I got a couple of them. So one kind of pertained to around the office. I felt like I was peer pressured to do the March Madness bracket.
From our
big boss.
Absolutely. That's right.
Yeah, because usually she's sending mass emails out, and I'm like, they ain't going to miss if I don't join it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get two more of them. Oh, you get three more of them.
Last call.
Yep. And then,
Biggie.
And then, and then some people around, hey, did you join the tournament?
Yeah.
And I'm just like, all right. I guess I did. That one, fantasy football, my one and only year, I felt like I was pressured into doing that. And then the other one, whenever people around the office give you a gift out of nowhere, I feel pressure where I'm like, I got to get you something now.
Yeah.
And it's not a bad thing, but I feel guilty if I don't get you anything. So now I'm like, all right, the pressure on me when your birthday come around.
Mm-hmm.
Now I got to outdo you.
Yeah. I like this one. When you catch a foul ball and you're pressured into giving it to a kid. Everybody's sitting around. There's some kid with a sad face. You're like, I guess I'll give it to you.
That's right. That's right. You should have caught the ball as a child. Sorry. Hand that to that child now.
Yeah, yeah.
Do it. I appreciate this from the 346. They said they were pressure into ordering steak medium well. I feel like there's not been enough pressure yet because we haven't worked you down to a medium.
Yeah.
Damn. Medium rare. Who
medium
wants
well.
It
well?
You know what I'm well. Saying? But who wants it medium well? You got to go medium rare.
That's what I'm saying. There's the pressure.
No, I feel
we got to get you to a medium. I feel like a medium is a place where you can get to.
So I wonder what was his steak order though.
Like, it's clearly well, right?
Well, okay, well done.
Oh, ain't nobody pressuring you back up to a medium.
That's
well.
What
like,
I was
you're
wondering.
Not like, hey, I got a medium, except now you got to get a medium.
That's what I'm saying.
That's
like,
what I was wondering,
brother.
Yeah. That's weird. You got to check your friends on that.
Yeah, it's a couple times I've been pressured by the Girl Scouts that be out there.
Oh, yeah,
they are the chief pressure.
Yes.
What you mean?
Yeah.
Or anybody at the entrance of a grocery store.
I try to,
Santa just
door?
Pressing you for $10?
Yeah.
I try to walk with my face covered a little bit, try to hurry up.
Yeah, you go to the other
keep
door.
Keep that tunnel vision.
Yeah,
excuse me, sir.
I'll get you on the way out, and then you go out the other door.
Yep.
Excuse me, sir.
Have you ever been shamed, not just in whether or not you'll give, but in how much you gave?
I'm trying, well, only at like, in a different way, yes. Like at these, you know, these fundraisers and such, you know, everybody's like, you know, you're bidding or even a silent auction and you're writing it down and you're like, I don't want to do any more. But then everybody's looking at you like, well, I guess I got to go.
One more.
Yeah, I got to do one more. Yeah, for sure. And also in the office, because of our jobs, and I know probably all of us have been peer pressured like this, whenever it's your significant other, in my case, or some other, you know, group, they make, you know, I was talking about this earlier. Oh, John will MC.
just volunteer.
John will MC. Just write him down. We don't even have to ask. He'll MC. Hell, man, I just want to go eat and drink.
No, for sure.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like ours, that's obviously annoying.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to think, like, what other jobs does that get deeply annoying with? Because, I mean, there's definitely
He'll
going
do
to
it.
Be. Yeah, yeah. No, yeah. Oh, he does it all the time. He'll do that for you. I imagine, like, being a handyman has got to be the worst.
Oh, a lawyer.
Oh, just like, yeah, let me get some free legal services right quick. Come on, help me out.
Yeah.
It's not going to take long. I just got a question.
I don't want that billable hour stuff. I don't want any of that stuff.
Sure. Somebody, all right, so the same person who said they got pressured into ordering their steak medium well also said golfing against pro-am golfers and like, I guess, NA pro-am or what have you. What I'm interested in what they mean by that. Like, when you just the idea of golfing in a pro-am, versus possibly professional golfers,
I'm guessing,
it like the way that you play when you golf against?
No,
them?
I think it will maybe, but I think it was like, hey, we got to force them in this pro am. You're playing, right? No, I don't want to play against freaking Scottie Scheffler in a pro. I don't care if it's a pro am or not because you're not a good golfer. I've done that. That's why I say that. Where they're like, hey, you know, at the which one is it? The Insperity, the tournament that's here in the Woodlands area. I've done that twice, and it's fun. You get to play with a legend, you know, but you're not a good golfer.
Yeah, well, this is the thing. I'm an atrocious golfer. Like, that pro don't want to wait for me to find my ball.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And
right.
I will do that a number of times during your round. Right? Like, so.
I just owned it, as I like to do in situations. I was playing with Tom Lehman, you know,
yeah.
former great golfer at the Insperity one year. And I said, all right, Tom, you know, tell me about my swing. What's good about it? And I hit the ball, and I actually hit it okay that shot. And he's like, there's not a lot.
That's
like,
fair.
Oh, crap. There's not a lot good about your swing.
Pressured into making food for my wife's school.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, because I thought you were going to say pressured into making food for my wife. And I was like, that's adorable for the school. Mm-hmm. How many people are you making food for? Like, you're just catering at that point. Tipping on takeout.
Yes.
We need to fix this. We need to figure out something here.
I had one yesterday. The options were 21%, 25%. Or 30%.
So you gave 30, clearly, right?
I was like,
for takeout?
For takeout.
He's like, I came to get it.
21, 25, and 30?
I picked it up.
And then you feel like such a jerk when you hit custom tip and do 10% or 15% or something.
I'm sorry. I don't. Like, hey, the cost of the food was the cost of the food. Wasn't I thought we had already calculated
thing. But see, I think the thing is, too, because I kind of went through that at Starbucks when I used to work at Starbucks.
Mm-hmm.
And you, as the customer, you feel like you're being disrespectful if you don't tip or you leave a little tip. But these workers, man, sometimes they don't give a damn, man. Mm-hmm. They're like, man, like you ain't got to, like, don't feel pressure to leave $1.25 or something.
Yeah.
Sometimes I feel like customers kind of think a little too much, and the workers kind of just be like, "Do whatever you want to do, bro."
Do you think so?
That's how I was at Starbucks.
They know what time it is.
I never judge anybody if they didn't leave a tip. Maybe that's different at a coffee shop. But
yeah.
I never looked at somebody's like, "Oh, he said no to the tip," I didn't really like mess up his coffee or something like that.
Right.
Oh, see, this got to be a bad person. This got to be a bad one, rather. Someone who clearly works in some level of IT or whatever said up until their dad passed, he would just randomly hand them a phone and be somebody on the other line looking for IT or car help. It's like, help me out here. I'm like, I don't even know who I'm talking to. Yeah. Did you turn it off and turn it on
exactly.
again?
Exactly.
Beyond that, call your local IT person. All right. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. All right. Let's get back to football, headed into a football weekend, week 2. Of preseason. And coming up next, not talking about preseason, week 1 of the regular season continues to look more and more interesting for your Texans because of this particular news and news note. We'll talk about that more next.